fact is, 99% of the population believes in a physical body governed by a material world. As part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Balanced Horse Project has a surprise for them. We don't want to scare them too much, so let's talk about their animals instead. Promoting the care of the electric body of horses and other four-legged friends is hosted by Patricia Cleveland, who gave up on conventional thought a long time ago. She's aware that the body suits we wear are conductive elements, programmed to regenerate when the environment is a happy place. So, now 1% of us have a great reason to laugh.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's time for the Balanced Horse Radio Show. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and you are listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. This show is broadcast live through 1510 AM, which is Revolution Boston, and they are located on the beautiful Marina Bay. To have a full station schedule that includes our affiliate show times and a play-on-demand list, go to dreamvision7radio.com. And if you're looking for information about my services, the holistic approaches to animal care, go to our website. It's thebalancedhorseproject.net. Now, you can send your comments, your questions, your ideas for shows. If you're interested in doing sponsorships, we will receive them gratefully. I would like to also say thank you to all the listeners who responded to our show last month. Just please keep writing and sharing your thoughts. It really inspires me to keep asking questions. So all of this information that you want to share can be sent to thebalancedhorseproject.net. As an energetic healer, a researcher, and a professional rehabilitative horse trainer, I have documented evidence that shows it's possible to prevent or overcome states of disease, physical challenges, emotional disruptions in animals by using organic and universal processes. The concepts of a universal circuit, an electric body, and a state of balance drives me to quest on for more information on how to create controversial thoughts. Have you ever had the hair stand up on the back of your neck? Well, that's an instinctive warning that your energy system is not harmonizing with a field that you just walked through. I had an experience like that when I started off on my last trip to go to Canada to work with racehorses. An unexpected full body scan at the airport created a bristling halo of energy that swirled around me. I had a sensation of vertigo. I was very, very dizzy and had a hard time processing my thoughts. Now, I travel a lot professionally and I have to work very hard to support my immune system so that I don't get sick with colds and flus. And with this small burst of unexpected radiation, combined with the normal exposures that I encounter while flying, I could feel that there was a change in my body. I found it actually rather interesting. Now, most people use vaccines and cold and flu medications, which work. But for myself, I work as a sensitive person who interprets an environment, so I need to promote a natural system of keeping my body healthy. And I do that by trying to keep my pH level set at about 7.2. I found that it stabilizes my immune system, and it actually causes my body to be extremely conductive or enhances my ability to interpret fields that are around us that most people don't understand are there. The bottom line is it helps to combat infections from different bacteria, different funguses, and perhaps viruses. Within 24 hours of going through this body scan, I could actually feel a stabbing warm pain in my sinus, and I knew, you know, that my system was working, but my body wasn't exactly happy. So why am I sharing this with you? Well, I want to draw attention to the fact that it's not the big stuff in life that creates problems. It's the little things, the subtle changes that can alter a whole lifetime of experience. In one small moment, one little burst of radiation was sufficient to cause the instability in a balanced ecosystem, that being my body. And it tried to trigger a fungal infection in my sinus. Now, perhaps it's time we pay attention to the impact of microbursts of radio waves, microwaves, magnetic fields. You can name the list, I'm sure. The FDA, Homeland Security, the CDC, World Health Organization continuously assure us that these small doses of radiation or energy frequencies are nothing to be concerned about. The evidence that the body is a conductor of environmental or man-made energy fields has been acknowledged throughout history. From the Taoist traditions of ancient China to the shamanic practices in South America, these systems work on the premise that a disturbance in the surrounding energetic environment of a body manifests an emotional state which is translated into a physical state of disease. We are energy-based life forms, and our animals are energy-based life forms. Using this premise changes the focus of social interaction, our environmental connections, and the material reality that we live in, the invisible field that quantum physics speaks about. By acknowledging the relationship between the physical and the spirit, we actually gain a complete picture of an interactive, self-sustaining system of life. Now, I'm going to read this from a new book that's out. It's called Spontaneous Evolution. It's by Dr. Bruce Lipton, and I'm paraphrasing from page 220. This is the quote. Variations in environment, such as microclimatic changes, influence organisms to rapidly adapt by altering its biological shape and behavior, as well as its ability to survive and thrive in an altered environment. Now, when you think about it, we control the environment that our horses live in, that we ourselves live in, and our pets. Now, I'm going to address the situation with horses because I've done a comparative study. Now, wild horses are able to be out in the range. They don't have artificial support systems, and yet they survive. And they reproduce in the most horrific, hostile, harsh conditions. And they actually do extremely well. Domesticated horses live in an artificially controlled environment. Now, can they survive and thrive and reproduce without man's support? No, they cannot. Now, with the experiences that I have seen with our horses here at the farm, I know that they become healthier, they're easier to train, and they are much more in tune with their physical capabilities or their limitations. The horses that we have had in our experimental herd have actually reproduced without artificial means and have provided extremely healthy offspring who have not been vaccinated and continue to thrive in their mid-life without vaccine. So we have removed the artificial man-made environment and allowed them to enjoy as close to a natural lifestyle as possible. Here's another quote from the same book. Researchers split identical populations of snails into two groups, which lived in separate but identical environments. But when they put predators into one of the groups, they observed an adaptive evolution. The stressed population matured and reproduced earlier and consequently changed their structure and their behavior. Now, as a society in North America, we're sitting back and we're watching our children. They're growing up. Their body shapes are changing. Their attitudes towards a social interaction has changed. They are involved in reproducing type activities at a much earlier rate. So, are we adapting in a method of spontaneous evolution? With the subtle changes in the layers of energy that support life, an energetic epidemic of physical disease has the possibility of impacting every species on this planet. The distortions in the physical function, the mental processing, and the state of physical sickness will relate to a reduction in the conductive qualities of the affected body. Now consider the following. Reduced mineral content in our food and water, dead food, processed food, genetically modified food, and combine this with pollution, heavy metals, and let's throw in some vaccines and synthetic biological agents, stir it up, pour in some cross-species protein contamination, and you have created a biological cocktail that reduces the potential speed of conductivity of electrical or energetic fields through the body. This cocktail enhances the state of acid in your body and creates an internal environment that supports microorganisms called fungi. They're the universal garbage eaters. So, if the World Health Organization is really concerned about the pandemics of swine, bird, and purple polka-dotted flu, the stability of the energetic environment that we are exposed to should factor into their equation for world health. By the time we actually are aware of the large shifts in our reality, we have missed the microbursts of energy that hold the biological keys to balance and imbalance. An example of how balancing microfrequency already exists in our healing profession can be seen in homeopathics. Now, homeopathy is the forerunner of today's pharmaceutical industry. Homeopathy is based on the use of rebalancing the minute electromagnetic frequencies that support the body's function. By incorporating the corresponding energetic signatures of healing herbs, roots, and minerals, homeopathy has proven extremely effective in people and animals. It's especially effective in animals who have had limited exposure to artificial agents and pharmaceuticals. A small dose of homeopathic remedy corrects the body's circuits on a cellular level, producing an observable physical or emotional change. But these agents take time to cause the body to improve. They're not treating an isolated one-symptom issue. They are rebalancing a whole internal network of interactive components based on energy that supports a body, a whole system. All of this from one small sugar pill. But we as owners, we have been programmed to totally ignore these things. We're programmed to expect the instant miracle, the quick fix, which is obviously provided by today's drug industry. And the artificial system of the body, of body balancing, creates a codependent relationship that is basically given a goal of balancing your blood panels, your blood values, based on a standardized scale. Now, it hasn't really been considered that maybe that standardized scale does not satisfy the needs of the individual. And perhaps by altering the individual's state of balance, we are contributing to the state of disease. Now, standard practice in animal husbandry has witnessed a shift in the autoimmune system of animals. There is more physical imbalances and therefore more disease. Horstmann started chatting about this in 1965, and by 1980, we were actually seeing a decrease in the quality of our race horses and performance horses. These animals were losing their ability to fight off disease. To improve the situation, the official response has continued to be increase the exposure to pharmaceuticals, agricultural chemicals, and if, say, you're raising pigs, you're actually asked to create a sterile environment for animals to live in. And if you've noticed some of the commercials on TV, germs are your worst enemy. You need to sterilize your house. Wow. We are not really looking for answers. We will not ever solve the problem. So every year, new protocols, vaccines, stronger concentrations of drugs, and add some new discoveries in the health concern area, and let's push the consumer deeper into the drug soup. All of these factors from a holistic perspective contribute to the decline in a healthy living system. If we are interested in growing fungus, perhaps we should continue to accept the system of non-energetic protocols for our animals. I'm not interested in raising mushroom horses. For over 30 years, our healthcare professionals have not been educated in these conversations. They have literally been kept in the dark. They are used to defend the old paradigm while facing effective results from people like myself based on new science. The suggestion that the body and its complex relationship between internal organisms and cell structure plays a role in an energetic network has not been included in the educational material of our professional healers. So I'm going to go back to the book, Spontaneous Evolution, and here's another quote. The difference in behavior patterns expressed by the unchallenged and challenged groups of snails became disconnected from one another, and eventually the environmental adaptation produced organisms that no longer could be recognized or able to breed with members of the original species. In other words, the species is driven by the environmental pressure to adapt physically, emotionally, and in other ways to survive. If evolution is shaped by environmental conditions, we should be addressing the concerns about artificial conditions that traditional science and advanced technology are currently introducing to our lives. Remember this quote, "The world doesn't change. Just the people who live in it." Now, I'm projecting here, but consider this. If the increased exposure in antibiotics and medication shut down the healthy bacteria in our digestive tract, then it's also providing an environment for fungus to take over. We quite often are feeding an invisible invader. Think of all the sugar that we consume and feed our animals through corn and grain. And what is it doing? It's making everybody fat. So, over time, a fungus can travel through the body, and it can influence our digestion, our reproduction, our waste elimination, our state of depression, and also perhaps alter our behavior. So, I'm going to be here when you come back, and we're going to go on with this conversation about being invaded by infected fungus.
Open to everything happy and sad, seeing the good when it's all going bad, seeing the sun when I can't really...
Join us on NutriSante every first and third Sunday, 7 to 8 p.m. with board-certified holistic health practitioner Susan Baker, owner and founder of NutriSante, a nutrition, counseling, wellness, and education service focused on finding the truth in everyday nutrition. The show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Patricia
of Cleveland knows it's not what you do with your animal, but how you support their well-being that provides winning performances, reliable personality, and a healthy body. Patricia interprets the silent language of animals, bringing a special perspective on training, saving money, frustration, injuries, and time. Using nature's toolbox, the Balanced Horse Project transforms tired, resistant, broken, and frightened animals into confident, trusting, and healthy friends. If you've been searching for logical answers backed by science, visit the website, thebalancedhorseproject.net. and discover the services offered. That's thebalancedhorseproject.net. Tune in the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern for the Conversations of the Balanced Horse Project. You don't see them on the streets. In fact, you're probably not aware of them at all. But there are 100,000 of them right here in Massachusetts. They're homeless children. Child and family homelessness is a crisis in our community. Homeless kids are often transient, staying in shelters when they can, and even living in cars with their families. So they're out of sight, and unfortunately, out of mind. Horizons for Homeless Children is here to help. We're dedicated to improving the lives of homeless children and their families with programs and services to help kids learn and grow and help their families return to self-sufficiency. Join us in making a difference. Become a volunteer or make a donation. Visit horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or call 800-560-7702. That's horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or 800-560-7702.
Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to high planes or our existence. Join your host, Priscilla Gale, every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. as she guides you on a journey into spiritual and mystical discoveries, opening your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every third Saturday at 3 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior. Empower yourself through hypnosis today and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life
Hello. Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Well, welcome back. This is Pat Cleveland, and you're listening to the Balanced Horse Radio Show. You're listening to us on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and we are broadcast live on 1510 AM Revolution Boston. And we're going back to the conversation about the little things in life. Now, if you think about fungus infection, and all the organs in your body, including your brain, it actually comes to bring a question up of, like, who's controlling the body? Who's making the decisions? And researchers who studied ants in South America actually observed that parasitic fungus changed the behavior in host animals. As the fungus spread through this ant colony, it changed the routines, the food sources, and even more. The fungus reprogrammed the colony to support the fungus's optimum living conditions. So, regardless of the self-destructive impact the fungus's program had on the ant's colony, the ant still went out and satisfied the biological hormonal changes that the fungus produced in the brains of the ants. Now, this is actually a really scary reality when you consider we live in a holographic realm where patterns of nature continuously repeat themselves on all levels of our ecosystem. So we're just like the ant colony. Are we being controlled by microscopic invaders? Is that little voice inside your head promoting negative self-talk a fungus? Is the idea of maybe not eating the green stuff the fungus? So, there's an old saying that the devil made me do it. Well, perhaps it's more than just the devil. With fungus present in our diet for over centuries, commonly found in grain flour like wheat, this could be the source of all kinds of opportunities for the development of worldwide religious concepts of duality and spirit. Or maybe that's why the indigenous cultures of Australia generally regard civilized man as a mutant, an alien, not even human. Are they seeing something in our energy field? It was easy to verify the fact that the presence of large populations of fungi, bacteria, and parasites will cause the brain to release hormones that dictate behavior. Now, when you're overweight, you really don't want to work out. That negative self-talk creeps in from the subconscious mind and overrides the conscious desire to change. And regardless of the effort, the average person will return to the old habits because it's a comfort zone. Well, a comfort zone for who? Parasite populations will control the abnormal behavior of a host to the point of ultimate decline. The interesting thing is, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, depression, oh, the list goes on. The effect of just simple movement sustained long enough to elevate your core temperature will naturally combat an infection of fungus. In other words, get up, move, start sweating. This can also be applied to your animals. It creates a change in that critical chatter in your mind. This releases your body, and it allows for self-correction in your condition. Now, continued exercise in people and their pets and all our domesticated friends has shown most beneficial results in changing the state of mind and supporting a healthier body. Exercise, movement, it's cheap. It can be done anywhere. By elevating that core temperature of your body through exercise or the natural response known as a fever, the state of contamination is reduced. The cellular mechanism of the body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-detoxify. There are many factors at play, but the body, in its most efficient state, has the ability to maintain its optimal state of health through balance. An efficient body works like an efficient computer. It processes information at a quick speed, a high rate of accuracy, and when there's a corruption or an infection, the processing speed slows down, and it becomes a problem and facilitates more problems and breakdowns in the system. Now, if you consider these microorganisms as intelligent and able to change their environment, it becomes an interesting concept to consider who is running the world. These are challenging times. And combining medical technology with energetic wisdom holds some really profound potentials. Would you like to not have to take medication? Well, let's see who's controlling the thoughts here. If you're using medication that's built off a fungus, maybe that fungus is imploring your body to crave more, and therefore you're in a codependent relationship. If you're driving and drinking, I want you to not participate in the following. Okay? I'd like to introduce you to a meditation. This is a meditation for establishing your universal cord, and it goes like this. Sit down in a comfortable chair. Turn your palms up and start breathing very deeply. As you do this, I want you to remember, if you heard us last month about your grounding cord, well, we're going to give you an extra cord called the universal cord, and you're just going to keep breathing and relax. Let the air go in and out, and let it fill up the space between your belly button and the top of your cheek bones, and pull that air in through your nose and out through your mouth. And now, do you hear the little critical chatter that wants to start asking you questions? Is it trying to distract you from your concentration? Take a deep breath. Blow out those questions. Let the breath eliminate those thoughts that are not yours. This is your moment. You find your safe spot, the quiet place, in your head. It could be a scene, a feeling. Hold this place. This is your quiet point. In this place, there are no outside voices. You know the ones. We've been talking about them all night. The critical, stressful agents that drive your emotions. These voices are the intent of others. They are not from your soul, and they have no place in your meditation. Let these negative things go down and away from you, and just stay quiet and picture your safe place, your private place, the inner place where you connect with your body, the place where energetic knowledge is free, and breathe. As you come through your ideas of your safe place, I'd like you to look up. And above you, you will see an opening at the top of your head. This is your seventh chakra. And as you look up, you will start to see a corridor of light. I'd like you to fill your heart and your mind with the thoughts of gratitude and thankfulness, joy and love. And let these emotions radiate up through your seventh chakra. Let them go up. And breathe. And as your gratitude touches the ancient healers, the teachers, the knowers of the universal knowledge, send them your gratitude. Let it go up and out to all. Trust who you are. Trust your energetic essence to supply you with the direction that is yours to travel. And breathe. As your gratitude reaches upwards and your thanks is received, the higher forms acknowledge our presence, and they filter down suitable energy of knowledge, healing, joy, love, and direction. Breathe. And before this energy is accepted into your system, I'd like you to place a filter, a golden shield above your seventh chakra. This will act as a filter to exclude unsuitable energy from entering you. And breathe. Your energy flows upward, creating a hollow tube of love. And through the center of the tube, the higher self, the energy of the universe, returns the love to you and enters down through the seventh chakra. And breathe. And as this energy enters you, you become aware of the beautiful golden channels that run through and down your body. There are four of them. two on either side of your spine. They run from the top of your head down the sides of your body and into your seat area, into your first chakra. And breathe. Center two channels run parallel to your spine and they go down towards your tailbone. And the outer two channels run across the top of your shoulder blade and drop down the middle of the shoulder blade and run along the edge, dropping into the backside of your points of your pelvis or your points of your hip, and then fold into the first chakra. And breathe. Now let's let the beautiful love, the golden energy that's filtered down from above, let it travel down through these channels and make it into your first chakra. There will be waste material, poisons, emotion, negative thought, pain of physical trauma. Let it move through like water moving through a blocked tube or pipe. Let the higher energy clear away the debris. It's much like a sigh and a release, a breathing. Let the heaviness go down to the first chakra, where it will merge and connect into your root energy system. And as it goes there, it will be pulled from that first chakra by your automatic grounding cord, which is already established. This heavy energy will move through this system and drop down your grounding cord and be absorbed by the earth and transmuted into beautiful energy that will come back to you and support you in the physical realm. As the heavy energy moves up and away from the base of your chakras, it's going to push another set of heavy debris up the front. Again, two tubes or two channels that run on either side of the midline of your body. The two that are running side by side at the midline will come up into your throat, up through the corners of your mouth, through the center of your eye, your eyebrows, and will return up to the seventh chakra. And here, they will come out the seventh chakra, and the heavy, dirty energy that's been trapped in the front of your body will be pushed up like a fountain spewing out mud. And the mud will fall down and enter into your aura, and it will be funneled again to the root, the grounding cord, where it will come out and touch the earth and again be reabsorbed to be renewed and brought back to you as physical supportive energy. There are two more channels. They run from your first chakra, along the inside of the point of your hip, along your rib cage, up to the top of your collarbone, where they run along the top of the collarbone and down both arms and will be found at the beautiful points of your hand. And here, this energy will spring out and you will feel your hand chakras radiate with life. As this radiating power of who you are sends out the debris of the heaviness found in these channels, your ability to heal and feel pain in bodies of your animals will become clear. You will be able to locate pain that's stuck in your own body by gently running your hands across your muscles. Become aware. Let this energy system stabilize you. Let the intuitive knowledge that is yours come together and breathe. And as we go in and out, we are going to have a great time. Continue breathing and let your channels clear as we will be back in a few minutes.
A threshold is breaking tonight.
A
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you, or what is the next best step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
Talking Alternative is your 24-hour alternative to mainstream talk radio, with topics like astrology and acupuncture, dance and divorce, politics and nonprofits. Our informative shows entertain while they educate. TalkingAlternative.com. We are professionals serving community.
Songbirds with Dr. Gene Switzer will show us how intelligent pulses continuously flow in and out of us, creating a union between spirit and form, and how we can experience them as code breakers to live in harmony with ourselves and the universe. Part of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Songbirds is every second Saturday at 3 p.m.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The Wellness Club at Whole Foods Market in Dedham is now open. The Wellness Club provides an inviting environment where members are empowered to make educated and positive lifestyle choices that promote long-term health and well-being. Benefits include unlimited classes in nutrition and cooking, as well as discounts on private coaching sessions and healthy products. The Whole Foods Market Wellness Club is based on a lifestyle program that provides a sustainable path to achieve optimum health by offering the how and the why. Go to WholeFoodsMarket.com for more information or call the Wellness Club in Dedham at 781-329-7100. That's 781-329-7100.
Tune in for the Spiritually Speaking with Laura Lester Fournier show every second Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Each show will highlight a guest and a topic sure to inspire and assist you in connecting with your divine purpose. Remove the barriers and experience more peace, forgiveness, true love, and grace. Tune in. Be inspired. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experiences waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
Well, we're back. You're listening to the Balanced Horse Radio Show, and you're on Dream Vision 7 Network, which is broadcast live on 1510, which is Revolution Boston, and I am your host, Patricia Cleveland. We just established a basic meditation that gives us a spiritual cord or a universal cord. And many of you are most probably hearing all kinds of little chatters and distractions. Well, that is something to be aware of. Some of that is energy from people around you, stressors from work, and some of it's actually internal and based on fungus and its ability to influence how you think and perhaps how you behave. So as you're sitting there, I would love for you to take the time to go back and look at our November show. You can find that at thedreamvision7radio.com under the Balanced Horse Show, or you can actually go to our website, which is thebalancedhorseproject.net. I have these programs archived there. And you'll find the grounding cord meditation, and if you combine these two, you will complete a circuit. So let's see. There is abundant worldwide fungus among us, and this fungus performs some very essential roles in our daily life. It is responsible for the decomposition of organic material, and that's really important in our digestive tract, but it must be in a controlled relationship with everything else that's around it. Let's see. We eat fungus, mushrooms and truffles. Fungus, we call it yeast. It makes our bread rise, and man, does it make our beer, wine, and soy sauce work well. Since 1940, fungus has been used in the production of antibiotics, and more recently it's been introduced into environments as enzymes that eat up industrial waste, such as oil. It's also found in our detergents. For some of you who may have allergies, that might be part of the problem. Fungus is also used as biological pesticides to control weeds and plant diseases and insects. And in many species, there's bioactive compounds that are actually toxic to animals and humans. And one of those would be blue-green algae that's found on the top of ponds. Not the blue-green algae that we eat, a different type. A few funguses or species contain, psychotropic ideas, compounds. And these have been used recreationally for a long time. And they have a really old traditional ritual connotation to them because they open up spiritual channels. So they're used by shaman. These amazing organisms can actually break down manufactured materials and metals. They eat the houses we live in. I wonder what they could do to our bodies. They make us sick. They consume our crops. They are found in every environment on the planet. The kingdom of fungus has been estimated at 1.5 million species. And to date, we have only had the ability to recognize 5% of these wonderful living organisms. We believe that we choose our life experiences through the thoughts and feelings, the beliefs that we think define us as individuals. What if a microorganism required to support our body is actually driving us and driving our animals? Who are we, and what defines the I in our thoughts? These are questions that should be factored in when considering how things are playing out in your day-to-day life. They should also be considered when you're dealing with states of disease in your animals. We are quite often told to treat for bacteria and virus, but seldom are we asked to treat for fungus. And yet, when you treat a disease as if it's a fungus, it tends to go away much faster. It's easy to say, create a positive state, but it is against the intent of survival for invading forces. And they, if they have control or have grown into your mind, into your brain, they can influence the hormonal release in your body. Have you watched some people? All they can do is run on stress. They play the what-if questions. They can't sit still and relax. And maybe we should ask why. We see the same problem in our horses. We see it in our dogs, frantically running around, having to play ball. Well, we've used a system of creating a balanced pH in our animals at the farm. And let me tell you, it has taken and removed the brain fog. It has settled nervous animals. It has changed the lives of many people and many of the horses and dogs and goats that we have here at our place. Perhaps a state of autism and schizophrenia are not limited to the physical environment of the body or the mind. Perhaps depression could be conquered through exercise and antifungal strategies. The stomach is a very important place for us to control. It is the place where serotonin is produced. That's the happy hormone. So remember, we are what we eat, and we experience what we think. We are the creators of this experience. At least that's what our parasites would want us to believe. Creating balance state of being supports a greater system of self-recognition, self-realization. When you work around electromagnetic fields, it's really, really important to be aware of what is happening in your body. If you're a person who tends to be heavy and can eat the worst food and stay happy, maybe you should ask your question about who is driving that response. If you have horses that crave sugar, give me the carrot, I want the candy, maybe you should stop and look at their body and see if they hold a lot of parasites, if they're nervous, do they have a heavy fat on their body, do they have hormonal problems, do they have foot funguses. All of these things are clues for us to think about who and what we are. When your energetic awareness expands, it shifts your ability to understand who you are inside. When you can reduce the acidity of your body and exercise, the fungus will die. There's a stillness, and it will attract you to still places and still people, and it will offer expanded life experiences that move you into a new adventure. Stillness opens the door to our animals' hearts. They show us their truth. This stillness allows for true connections and partnerships. It allows us to trust and to channel the conscious thought to a single point, the world consciousness. There are no voices. There is no stress. The clarity of listening to the heart as it draws you into your instinctive knowledge is there for each of us to experience. Each one of us has the same ability, and each one of us has the same responsibility to maintain an awareness of an energetic field that is responsible for wholeness. Our responsibility is reflected in our environment, and we create our supportive relationships. We live in an energetic space. We create an energetic reality by choosing our thoughts, our feelings, and our beliefs. So, next time you hear my voice, it will be a new year. So you can follow up with this program and review November's program. And I will be back with the Balanced Horse Project next January, the 1st of January, Sunday at 6 p.m. here on Revolution Boston Radio. This is Pat Cleveland saying goodbye.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.